or another way of saying that, they named him something, his father?
Mm-mm. Most of the time, I've heard the expression, they'll say, well, he named him Junior.
Yeah. Yeah. Would it be proper to say they named him after his father? Would that be another way of describing
it? Yeah, that would be the proper way. But, you know, but most of the time they say, down here they'll say, well, he named him Junior, because everybody knew the father's name automatically, so.
Okay. What about, talking about some different animals, very common animal that barks, you call that?
Dog.
What about one that's not a pure breed?
Just a...
You say that's just no...
Mongrel.
Mm-hmm. What about
mutt? Nah. I've heard the word, but I've never, you know, it's not just not a mutt down here.
Yeah. I've heard a general name that people might use to describe these little tiny dogs that get on your feet and bark and make racket, general nuisance.
The Chihuahuas?
Is that a Chihuahua's a particular breed?
Uh huh.
Have you ever heard a general term that would describe any kind of little tiny barking dog? Have you ever heard people use feist in that sense? That's just a little feist dog. Or this word, you might, talking about a dog, you might say, well, now, you better watch him, he might
bite.
Because yesterday he
bit someone.
And he has.
He like, has?
He has something, plenty of people.
He has bitten.
And talking about, say, in a herd of cattle, the male animal, that would be called a
bull.
Probably not nowadays, but a while back. If you were in mixed company and that word came up, or that situation, would people go ahead and just say bull, or would they say something else in the presence of women?
Diamante.
A male cow or something like that. Or before tractors were used in plowing, people might use animals around here. What would they probably use?
Use mules.
They ever see these big animals that look like bulls, kind of? Might be used in plowing.
Talking about oxen?
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever remember seeing one other than when I was traveling to Louisiana. In the fields over there.
What if you had two of those animals hitched together? You'd say you had a what of mules or a what of oxen?
I don't know.
A pair or team?
Probably a team. Uh-huh.
And talking about cattle, a small one, you would just call it a...
A small one? Not knowing that much, I'd probably say just a calf.
Have you ever heard distinguish between calves, male and female? Call a male something? And
Just calf. Anything that's not a bull or a cow is a calf.
You hadn't heard bull calf or heifer calf? This expression, say if you had a cow named Daisy, and Daisy was expecting a calf, you say Daisy's going to...
I know what you're talking about, but I swear, I know the word, but I just never think in terms.
What about, have you ever heard freshen or come fresh?
Yeah, but only from old people. Mm-hmm. Come fresh, they use down here, huh?
Heard drop a calf? Or in a group of horses, the male, what about, what would you call him, male horse?
I never thought of a horse, just a horse.
Stallion? Possibly.
Well, I've been around so few horses, I just never think, well, he would be a stallion, but only from common knowledge, you know, but not because of it would be used down here. And the mare, all I've ever, because I think they used to use mares mostly for work horses around here.
Right. Have you ever heard any particular names for a male horse, say, used exclusively for breeding purposes?